Virginia Woolf, The Waves. A net whose fibres pass imperceptibly beneath the world. My net is almost indistinguishable from that which it surrounds. It lifts whales, huge leviathans and white jellies. What is amorphous and wondering, I detect, I perceive, beneath my eyes opens a book. I see to the bottom, the heart, I see to the depths. I know what loves are trembling into fire, how jealousy shoots its green flashes hither and thither, how intricately love crosses love, love makes knots, love brutally tears them apart. I have been knotted, I have been torn apart. But there was another glory once, when we watched for the door to open and Percival came, when we flung ourselves unattached on the edge of a hard bench in a public room. There was the beechwood, said Susan, Elvedon and the gilt hands of the clock sparkling among the trees. The pigeons broke the leaves. The changing, travelling lights wandered over me. They escaped me. Yet, look, Neville, whom I discredit in order to be myself at my hand on the table, look at the gradations of healthy colour here on the knuckles, here on the palm. My body has been used daily, rightly, like a tool by a good workman all over. The blade is clean, sharp, worn in the centre. We battle together like beasts fighting in a field, like stags making their horns clash. Seen through your pale and yielding flesh, even apples and bunches of fruit must have a filmed look as if they stood under glass. Lying deep in a chair with one person only, but one person who changes. You see one inch of flesh only, its nerves, fibres, the sullen or quick flow of blood on it, but nothing entire. You do not see a house in a garden, a horse in a field, a town laid out as you bend like an old woman straining her eyes over her darning. But I have seen life in blocks, substantial, huge, its battlements and towers, factories and gasometers, a dwelling place made from time immemorial after a hereditary pattern. These things remain square, prominent, undissolved in my mind. I am not sinuous or suave. I sit among you, abrading your softness with my hardness, quenching the silver-grey flickering moth-wing quiver of words with the green spurt of my clear eyes. Now we have clashed our antlers. This is the necessary prelude, the salute of old friends. The gold has faded between the trees, said Rhoda, and a slice of green lies behind them, elongated like the blade of a knife seen in dreams, or some tapering island on which nobody sets foot. Now the cars begin to wink and flicker. Coming down the avenue, lovers can draw into the darkness now. The boles of the trees are swollen, are obscene with lovers. It was difficult once, said Bernard. Once we could break the current as we chose. How many telephone calls, how many postcards are now needed to cut this hole through which we come together, united at Hampton Court? How swift life runs from January to December. We are all swept on by the torrent of things grown so familiar that they cast no shade. We make no comparisons, think scarcely ever of I or of you, and in this unconsciousness attain the utmost freedom from friction and part the weeds that grow over the mouths of sunken channels. We have to leap like fish high in the air in order to catch the train from Waterloo. And however high we leap, we fall back again into the stream. I shall never now take ship for the South Sea Islands. A journey to Rome is the limit of my travelling. I have sons and daughters. I am wedged into my place in the puzzle. But it is only my body, this elderly man here, whom you call Bernard, that is fixed irrevocably. So I desire to believe. I think more disinterestedly than I could when I was young, and must dig furiously like a child rummaging in a bran pie to discover myself. Look, what is this and this? Is this going to be a fine present? Is that all? And so on. Now I know what the parcels hold and don't care much. I throw my mind out in the air as a man throws seeds in great fan flights, falling through the purple sunlight, falling on the pressed and shining ploughland which is bare. A phrase, an imperfect phrase. And what are phrases?